I love to whistle. I love to whistle. Every moment of my life, I love to whistle. Whether I whistle well or whether I whistle poorly is unimportant. I love to whistle. I whistle quietly in my mind, and I whistle out loud with my lips. And I whistle a lovely song telling all the world, this is a wonderful world, and I am so happy that I am in it. It's a happy tune that I whistle. It's a tune that says, all is good with the world. A tune that says, boy, I am so happy. I am so filled with joy. I am so filled with peace. And every time I whistle, I have a happy refrain going through my mind. A happy refrain going through my head, a happy refrain going through me, saying, wow, this is great. I'm so happy to be alive. I'm so thrilled to be alive. I'm so thrilled to be in this world, doing the things that I'm doing in this world. And some things are important and some things are not. Some things are vital and dynamic, and other things are very laid back and relaxed. But everything that I do because I'm happy. Everything I do because I'm filled with joy. Everything I do because it's wonderful. And it brings a smile to my lips. I like to walk my dog. You've heard me say that often enough. And when I walk my dog and I whistle, he looks up at me and he says, are you whistling for me to come to you? Or are you whistling because you're happy? He says, I think you're doing both. I think you're whistling because you want me to come to you, and I think you're whistling because you're happy. And I say, yes, that's right. That's right. I'm whistling because I like having you near me, and I whistle because I'm happy. I'm whistling because every thought that goes through my mind is a happy thought. I thought about looking around me. I thought about looking at the contrails in the sky. And some airplanes have gone by at a very high level. And they lift their moisture in the sky. How fantastic. How amazing to travel across so many miles and leaving a contrail. How amazing all things are. How amazing all the world is. And one of the most amazing things is when little children want to learn how to whistle. When little children want to learn how to whistle, they get all sorts of noises coming out of their mouth. They get all sorts of things. And then the big intelligent whistler comes along and he sticks his fingers in his mouth and he makes a whistle that goes, wow, and it shakes down the barn. It is so utterly fantastic. And other people come along, and they have sort of a sweetness in their heart, a sweetness in their life. And their whistle is so gentle and so charming and so uplifting. We can all whistle out loud or silently. It doesn't really matter. Because the voice that we hear is our own voice. The whistle that we hear is our own whistle. The happiness that we feel is our own happiness. All of the wonderful things that are ours in our world are ours because they come out of us. They come out from the very center of our being. They come out from the very heart of our being. And as they come out from the very heart of our being, they're bringing with it the love that we are, that unconditional love that we are for all the world. And we whistle and we enfold, we enwrap the world in our unconditional love. As we whistle, we give all of life its most magnificent experience that it could ever have. We give all of life what is in our heart, what is in our thought, what is in our experience. We give all of life who and what we are. And as we give all of life who and what we are, all of life is beautiful indeed. All of life is magnificent indeed. It's a fantastic and glorious expression of all that's peaceful, all that's marvelous. Sometimes we have to train ourselves to be aware of this. Sometimes we have to train ourselves to drive a car and drive happily and successfully. We have to learn the rules of the road. We have to learn how to utilize this mechanism of a car and how to have it do what we want it to do. Now, everybody, young or old, who learns how to drive a car, before they can drive a car, they say, oh, this must be so complicated. And once they drive it, they do it subliminally, unconsciously. They do it from the very nature of themselves, because they have added a new pattern of living in their life. And this new pattern of living gives them a new area of going through the world and seeing it beautiful. A new area of looking at life and saying, this is a spectacular life. This is what we all do. We all learn new things. And as we learn new things, we've always known them, but we sort of open up that inner channel of that newness, that inner channel of that magic, that inner channel of who and what we are. And as we open it up, we feel so good, so absolutely good. We feel that nothing could be more wonderful, nothing could be more beautiful, nothing could be more fantastic in our life. To learn to whistle is a lot of fun. And it's not necessary to be out loud or quiet. To learn to whistle is just to let go and let the music of your heart flow out in any way that you can. Some musicians enjoy taking their saxophone or their clarinet or their tuba or their violin or viola. They love to take the stick, the wand, and lead the band, lead the orchestra. Mentally, physically, we're all filled with music. Mentally and physically, we're all filled with light and love. We're all filled with magnificence. And it wants to come out. It wants to blossom forth. And sometimes, some people's biggest, most wonderful, most fantastic whistle is their smile. And they smile, and you just feel happiness in their heart. You feel the joy in their heart. You feel the wonder, the music of their soul pouring out through their smile. And the more often we do this consciously, the less often we have to be conscious that we do it. Because we are training ourselves to always have a smile on our face. Because that's what's in our heart. Always have joy on our lips with the music that we sing, or that we whistle, or that we just think. It doesn't really matter. The vibrations start from within you. And you say you make the vibrations with your mouth. You make the vibrations with the sound of hitting something or tapping something. And the sound is there before you tap it, before you hit it. The sound is there before you speak it. The sound is there before you even let the world know that you have joy in your heart and you have love in your heart, and that the whistle of your soul is soaring through the universe, saying to all the world, yes, it's a wonderful life. Yes, it's a wonderful world. Yes, all is good and very good. And I am very happy in it. No, my beloveds, my unconditional love pours out of me through my smile, through my whistle, through my song in my heart to all my creation. And you are all my creation, as I am your creation. Let us love one another with all our heart and all our soul and all our being. And in this love, let us know all is good and very good. I love you. I love you. I love you.